Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and yes, even foes in the family, and to our standing between the living and the dead devotional service, memorial service family around the world. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the White House daily reading of the chronological Bible, episode number 164, where I simply read the Holy Bible with my family in the King James Version each day in chronological order. This unique viewpoint, this unique Bible, allows us to read the whole Bible as a single story and to see the unfolding of God's plan in history. Today we are reading Leviticus chapter 26. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your blessed holy word. And we pray now that you would give us your grace and your strength and your energy to read your holy word and to understand it. Grant us your unction, your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word and to understand it. And to boldly share it with others, to teach it to others, and to preach your holy gospel from it. And Lord, we pray that lost souls would come to know you, Savior. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the high honor and the distinct privilege and the great pleasure to read in your hearing, Thus saith the Lord, the Word of God. Ye shall make you no idols, nor graven image, neither rear you up a standing image, neither shall ye set up any image of stone in your land to bow down unto, for I am the Lord your God. Ye shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. If ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in due season, and the land shall yield her increase, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. And your threshing shall reach unto the vintage, and the vintage shall reach unto the sowing time, and ye shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land safely. And I will give peace in the land, and ye shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid, and I will rid evil beasts out of the land, neither shall the sword go through your land. And ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And five of you shall chase 100, And 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. For I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. And ye shall eat old store, and bring forth the old because of the new. And I set my tabernacle among you, and my soul shall not abhor you. And I will walk among you, and will be your God, and ye shall be my people. I am the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, that ye should not be their bondmen. And I have broken the bands of your yoke, and made you go upright. But if ye will not hearken unto me, and will not do all these commandments, and if ye shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that ye will not do all my commandments, but that ye break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume the eyes and cause sorrow of heart. And ye shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and ye shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and ye shall flee when none pursueth you. And if ye will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron, and your earth as brass. And your strength shall be spent in vain, for your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruits. And if ye walk contrary unto me, and will not hearken unto me, I will bring 7 times more plagues upon you according to your sins. I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children, and destroy your cattle, and make you few in number, and your highways shall be desolate. And if ye will not be reformed by me, by these things, but will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you 7 times for your souls, for your sins. Please allow me to read verse 24 again. Then will I also walk contrary unto you, and will punish you 7 times for your sins. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when ye are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and ye shall be delivered unto the hand of the enemy. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven, and they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and ye shall eat and not be satisfied. Then I will walk contrary Pardon me. And if ye will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury, and I will chastise you 7 times for your sins. And ye shall eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters shall ye eat. And I will destroy your high places, and cut down your images, and cast your carcasses upon the carcasses of your idols, and my soul shall abhor you. And I will make your cities waste, and bring your sanctuaries unto desolation, and I will not smell the savour of your sweet odors. And I will bring the land into desolation, and your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the heathen, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Then shall the land enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate, and ye be in your enemy's land. Even then shall the land rest and enjoy her Sabbaths as long as it lieth desolate. It shall rest, because it did not rest in your Sabbaths, even ye dwelt, rather when ye dwelt upon it. And upon them that are left alive of you, I will send a faintness into their hearts in the lands of their enemies, and the sound of a shaken leaf shall chase them, and they shall flee as fleeing from a sword, and they shall fall when none pursueth. And they shall fall upon, and they shall fall one upon another, as it were before a sword, when none pursueth, and ye shall have no power to stand before your enemies. And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that if they shall confess their iniquity and the iniquity of their fathers with their trespass which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham will I remember, and I will remember the land. Uh, the land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbaths, while she lieth desolate without them. And they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquity, because they despised my judgments, and because their soul abhorred my statutes. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, I will not cast them away, neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the heathen, that I might be their God. I am the Lord. These are the statutes and judgments and laws which the Lord made between him and the children of Israel in Mount Sinai by the hand of Moses. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Have it to find a lodging place in our hearts, minds, and lives. Help us to remember it, help us to meditate on it, and help us to obey it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, family, friends, and foes, and even foes in the family, and to our Standing Between the Living and the Dead memorial devotional service family members. This is Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Scripture and the Sense podcast episode number 842, where I simply read the Word of God and give the sense of it based on an authoritative commentary source such as the Bible Knowledge Commentary and or the Matthew Henry Commentary. This podcast is based upon Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 8, where it says, Ezra and the Levites read in the book, in the law of God, distinctly, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. The aim of this podcast is that through the simple reading of the Word of God and the giving of the sense of it, the church would be, it is my prayer, the church would be revived and the world would be awakened. Today, beloved, we are reading Zechariah chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Shall we pray? Holy Father God, we are weak and feeble, but we know that you are strong and mighty. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you will grant me your energy, your strength, your unction, and your anointing, and the power of your Holy Spirit to read your holy word. Help us to understand it and to apply it to our lives and to obey it and to share it with others. Thank you for putting, Lord, in our hearts an interest in your holy word. For only you can do that. Please rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts from these efforts. And we pray in the end that lost souls will be saved, Christians will be revived, and your holy name glorified. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Zechariah chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, These are the four spirits of the heavens, which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. The black horses which are therein go forth into the north country, and the white go forth after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go, that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, Get you hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Zechariah chapter 6, verses 4 through 7. Now here is the sense of it, with the help of the Holy Ghost of God and the Bible Knowledge Commentary. At Zechariah's request, the interpreting angel explained the significance of the horses, with their chariots. The four spirits or winds of heaven may refer to angels of divine judgment or to the power of God to accomplish his judicial purposes. The divine title, the Lord of the whole world, is a millennial designation describing the universal rule of Messiah over the earth during the future kingdom age. The north country refers to Babylon, whose invasions came on Israel from the north. The south, of course, refers to Egypt. Rather than the NIV text, the one with the white horses toward the west, the Hebrew may read the one with the white horses after them, that is, after the black horses going to the north. If that translation is followed, then north and south are the only directions mentioned. This would be appropriate to Israel's location. Now, dear friends, in keeping with the spirit of standing with the living and the dead memorial devotional service, we're going to read what I call the family verses marked in Ephesians chapter 5 and chapter 6, which includes Ephesians chapter 6 verses 10 through 12, dealing with the devil and how he seeks to destroy your family, your life, and your ministry. Today we're just going to read 3 of 10 verses, and then maybe, who knows, I might just finish and just read all 10. We'll see. But you need to understand these verses if you want your family to survive and thrive. Because if you don't, your family will be destroyed. Verse 10, Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. I think I'll stop there today, but let me say to you, stop trying to blame somebody else in your marriage and in your family life. make no mistake about it, the devil from the get-go. As my mother, Shirley Louise White, and this is Mother's Day, she used to say, the devil from the get-go. That means from day one, from the very beginning, is seeking to destroy and blow up your family. And he will be successful if you try to make everything personal, or you allow people to make it personal, and you begin hating one another and not hating the enemy to both of you, the devil himself. So instead of pointing the finger and blaming and trying to defend yourself and all of that foolishness, just obey God's word and understand all evil that is in your marriage and family, the devil put it there, and you have accepted it, hook, line, and sinker. So remember these three verses and hide them in your heart. Holy Father God, we thank you for your holy word today. Save those who are lost. Revive those who are saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friends, we pray for Sheila. As we pray for some prayer requests, please be with her and bless her. We pray for Hakika. Please provide him with food, clothes, shelter, homes, and medical facilities for the elderly and orphan children. We pray for Nita, for many people, to go to her gospel outreach, get saved, and tell others about you. Please help her dog to recover 100% and have perfect health. We pray for the people who have gotten saved through the ministry. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. We pray for Milka, Ellen, Lillian, Joshua, Josphat. We pray also for the people who rededicated their life to you, who have recommitted their lives to you. Lord Jesus, we pray for Henry, Raynard, Teresa, Rosalia, and Zamara. And Holy Father God, we pray now for all of the people who are suffering and hurting around the world because of the coronavirus plague. Comfort them as only you can. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Prasanna Pradhan. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Lijo Thomas. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest S. Christudas. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Srinivasan. We pray for the family and friends of Indian priest Diago D'Souza. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, for all people who name the name of Christ in this country, in this place, and in this hospital. Help us, Lord, to overcome our sins. Help us to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, and to turn from our wicked ways, and to repent, and get back to you, our first love. And Holy Father God, we pray for all people who are in the ministry of government. We pray that you save those who are lost. Fill them with your Holy Spirit. And lead, guide, and direct them to lead, guide, and direct their respective areas, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful existence. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. have everything that we do be done for your glory, praise, and honor, and for the lifting up of Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, if you are with us today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world," these are the words of Jesus Christ, "God so loved the world," that means that if you are in this world, God loves you, "that he gave his only begotten Son," God gave up his only begotten Son, "to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for your sins. He shed innocent blood on the cross for your sins, because Jesus Christ never committed a sin in word, in thought, in attitude, or in deed." Yes, you can have a sinful attitude. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son up to suffer and to bleed and to die on the cross for our sins," however, our lies, our stealing, our lusting after people and things, coveting after people and things, what other people have, our disrespect and dishonor and disobedience and having bad attitudes towards our parents, our taking God's name in vain, and so many other sins. These are just five of the Ten Commandments. If we have broke one of them, we have broken the whole law according to the Bible. Jesus died for all of our wickedness and all of our sins. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," Jesus Christ, he was speaking of himself, "that whosoever believeth in him," the word "whosoever" means anybody at any time. The word "believeth" means to trust in, to have faith in him, Jesus Christ, "should not perish," that is, you will not go to hell, but have everlasting life. So, dear friend, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ today so that you can be saved from the torments of hell. For the Bible teaches that once you die unsaved, if you die without believing in Christ, you will immediately wake up in the torments of hell. If you want to avoid that and wake up in heaven and in the arms of Jesus Christ, if you will, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ down here. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever, there's that word again, whosoever, anybody at any time, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from hell. Saved to what? Saved to heaven. It's very simple to be saved, very easy to be saved, contrary to what people will tell you. You don't have to be in a church building to get saved. You don't have to join a church to get saved. You don't have to get baptized to get saved. You don't have to give any money to the church to get saved. You don't have to shake the preacher's hand. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to walk down the aisle. You don't have to do anything to get saved but believe in Jesus Christ and call on his name and pray and ask him to save you. And he will do so, my beloved. If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. So believe in your heart. Only you can do that. That Jesus Christ suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Pray with me the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me phrase by phrase and mean it from your heart. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner, and I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have indeed committed some of those sins that were mentioned earlier by the preacher. And Holy Father God, I admit that I deserve to go to hell just like a criminal deserves to go to jail. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my crimes and sins. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. As I now believe with all of my heart in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day. And Lord, I do not understand it all, but I thank you for it all. And I believe it all. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and into my spirit and save my soul. And change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And help me to truly repent of my sins past. And to truly repent of my sins present. And to turn from my evil life. And to follow you, Lord Jesus, in the new life. For it is in your name I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you just believed in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of your heart, as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Holy Bible, that I just shared with you, you are now saved from hell and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life. And that is believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ Jesus, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my book titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John chapter 10, verse 9, and this is what the book title is based on. I am the door, Jesus Christ said. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.